Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really cool, a project called Savor Sarasota that's all about the intersection of culinary culture and luxury real estate in Southwest Florida. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this. Savor Sarasota is really about understanding how food culture and dining experiences have become such a huge part of what makes a luxury real estate market tick. It's not just about the house anymore. It's about the lifestyle that comes with it.
Oh, wow. I love that. So you're saying that when people are looking at luxury properties in Sarasota, they're actually thinking about where they're going to eat and what the food scene is like. That's not something I would have necessarily put together before.
Exactly. And it's huge. Sarasota has this incredible culinary reputation. We're talking world-class restaurants, James Beard Award winners, farm-to-table concepts. When a luxury buyer is considering a property here, they're not just looking at square footage or waterfront views. They're thinking about the entire ecosystem. Can I walk to amazing restaurants? Is there a vibrant food community? What's the dining culture like?
Right. So it's actually a major factor in property values and desirability. That's really interesting. I'm curious, what makes Sarasota's food scene special compared to other luxury markets?
You know, Sarasota has this unique blend of sophistication and accessibility. You've got fine dining that rivals any major city, but you also have this genuine community feel. The chefs here aren't just cooking for tourists, they're part of the fabric of the area. Plus, the local ingredient sourcing, the farmers markets, the culinary events, it all creates this authentic food culture that attracts a certain type of buyer. People who really appreciate quality of life.
That's so cool. So when you're marketing a luxury property in Sarasota, are you actually highlighting the nearby restaurants and food options as part of the value proposition?
Absolutely. It's become a core part of how we position properties. We're talking about proximity to award-winning restaurants, the neighborhood's dining reputation, upcoming culinary events. For a luxury buyer, especially someone relocating from a major city, knowing that Sarasota has that culinary credibility is a huge selling point. It validates that they're not moving to just any retirement community. They're moving to a place with real culture and sophistication.
No kidding. That totally makes sense. So I'm guessing this also attracts a different demographic of buyer than maybe it did 10 or 15 years ago?
Oh, for sure. We're seeing younger, more affluent buyers who are lifestyle focused. They want walkability. They want experiences. They want to be part of a vibrant community. The Savor Sarasota concept really captures that shift. It's not about retiring and disappearing. It's about moving somewhere that enhances your life in every way, including your palate.
I love that perspective. So what do you think the future of this looks like? Are we going to see more real estate markets leaning into their culinary identity?
I think we absolutely will. The luxury market is evolving. Buyers are more educated, more experiential. They want to know the story of a place. And food is such a universal language. It tells you everything about a community's character, its values, its creativity. Markets that embrace their culinary identity and integrate it into their real estate narrative are going to have a huge competitive advantage.
That's a really smart observation. Well, David, this has been genuinely fascinating. I think a lot of people don't realize how much the food scene actually impacts real estate decisions, but it totally makes sense when you think about it. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. I think Savor Sarasota is a great example of how we're thinking differently about luxury real estate now. It's not just about the property, it's about the entire lifestyle and experience. And that's what really moves the needle for buyers today.